come down Wilding Street and you'd look straight into a big glass plate windows, which was the baker's. And that baker's shop, which stood out to the road, comes out there, that was Whitesides. And a gentleman called Mills bought the and run it for years. And I had the pleasure of going around in his van in the evening delivering bread for half a crown, which was very good because otherwise money, as I said, was very tight. And the bakehouse was down where the Memorial Gardens is, and these two rows of cottages, which run nearly parallel with the road, but a little bit offset, a little skew-whiff to the road, and I think they were taken down about 1938. And you just left the next one to that was where it is now, and I think that was a sort of a tea shop come gown shop then. I can't remember the name of that one, because being that sort of shop, it didn't take my eyes so much. and then there was another couple of, at least one little shop along there, and then you come to Alf Slade, the who got his where they do the horses and the putting shoes on and
blacksmith,
yeah, it's quite a small one that it laid back behind the house, which is still there, or well, building's still there, but I don't know whether it is the original building. And
is that the lighting shop?
Yeah, somewhere up there. Yeah, it was Forge, and he lived in that house on the corner.
Because that's called Forge End, isn't it?
That's it. And he got a brother which was doing the same thing at Coles Hill. And another one, I think, who worked for Bountons, I think. I remember seeing them in them days. And then the next one, I think, is like an haberdashery come curtain shop. And I don't think there was nothing much then until you come to the gasworks entrance with big double gates, and then a brick wall, and then another pair of double gates. And then you came to the...
Used to be the gasometers.
The gasometers were in there. And the new one which was built there, which was new then, was in 1956-57. And we had the power cuts in them days. And B&M Motors are now moved to where they are now. They moved into the old Amersham and District tin sheds, which was all removed, and the petrol pumps were put there, and they bought a small garage over where you drop into Burke Hampstead at the traffic lights for a couple of years, where I was posted to. And then I came back to Amersham in the 56 when things went down and there were no repairs or anything like that. And I came back to Amersham where we'd done milk machines as well as a few cars. But then you come to the bus garage. But before you come to the bus garage, you had the big sliding doors and a brick area, which is still there, which is where they issued the gas mask during the war. And I can remember vividly going there and smelling the smell of rubber coming out as there, and then the doors, like, you know. And we had to go there one evening to collect them. Then, of course, you come to the bus garage, which had a couple of air raid shelters in the front of them in the war years. I think that was built in the early 30s. Quite a nice garage, actually. It's all nice concrete on the front, and it was really laid out nice. And then during the war, there was lots of different coloured buses in there, which was come out of London and places like that. And to start them, keep them mobile, they used to tow them up the High Street. And I've seen them holding lumps of waste rag underneath the air intakes on the diesels, trying to start them, hanging onto the wings, like, you know. And there was lots there. It was really packed in, pretty tight.